This is a shot of the golf course, an aerial shot, and right there is a house that has some degree of importance. That house went up for sale in about 2003. The water flows through, just to give an idea, like this, kind of in this direction, from here to here, with the ocean being here. There's monitoring wells here, but the important ones all along, line along this, so that we can measure the water before it goes into that subdivision. So that house right there came up for sale. When it came up for sale, they did a water quality test on the well, found out that there's 20 parts per million of nitrate nitrogen in that well. The federal limit is 10 parts per million, and our monitoring wells are at 2 parts per million. Well, that was, as soon as it was at 20 parts per million, then another house over here came in at 10.8 parts. Another one over here was 18. We had a half a dozen houses scattered randomly around that property that had spiked readings. Everybody in that property thought this is exactly what we were afraid was going to happen. The golf course was built. They ruined the water. The nitrate counts were so high. But we had done our readings from the beginning, and we had two parts per million. That was the best thing we ever did. Long story short, what happened is 2 years later and a lot of newspaper stories later, they found out that those spiked readings were from the water in their, from the leachate out of their septic systems. They had septic systems that were located the correct distance apart, but exactly down gradient of the water flow coming out of the thing. So they were picking up their own wastewater readings on it. And so the club saved $16,000 it cost to install the wells. It was at least $800,000, because what these folks wanted was sewer and water installed, town sewer and town water installed in that entire 72-lot subdivision, because we had contaminated the wells. So when we hadn't contaminated the wells, the club was off the hook for, you know, what would have been a very expensive thing. So water quality, installation of wells, really, I think it's an important thing to do in a golf course. Get some data to support what you believe. If you believe that you're doing the right thing and you're in a golf course and you don't believe that you're harming the environment, get as much data as you can get together to support that. It really helps, especially, again, it goes back to the fact, remember, a lot of people know a lot about golf.